Despite Billy and Dare fooling around one time the summer before he left for college, there had always been something dark and electric between them, as if they were twin flames. Even back then, he was rugged and muscular, cocky as hell, and boy, could he kiss. But that had been a one-time thing, and although their relationship had gotten a little awkward for a while, they'd moved past it and had remained stunt besties into adulthood when she and Eddie, who had always been a grounding force in her life, began an ill-fated year-long relationship. They'd remained the daredevils, unbreakable and unstoppable, until 6 years ago when Eddie was killed during a stunt gone wrong, and their lives had never been the same. Dare had begun taking his stunts to terrifying levels, and Billy had let go of that dangerous lifestyle and everything that reminded her of it, including Dare. The trouble was, Dare was always around, and just the sight of him rattled the chains that kept her skeletons in the closet. A round of cheers pulled Billy from her thoughts as Dare did the third shot. He glanced over, his eyes locking on Billy as he plucked the glass from his mouth. A cocky grin curved his lips, and he raised his brows in that way he had that said, "Come here, sugar, and I'll do you so good you'll never forget me." She rolled her eyes and turned away, focusing on giving the customers their drinks and trying not to think about how spot on that arrogant biker's silent message was. He was the only man who had ever ignited a fire deep inside her. They hadn't even gone all the way that hot summer night all those years ago, and she still got turned on just thinking about his hands on her. Irritation climbed up her spine, and she spun around to head back to the bar, but Mr. Slick Out-of-Towner was right there. "Anyone ever tell you that you look just like Bridget Moynihan?" Only every swinging dick in this place. "I've heard it a time or two." She tried to step around him, but he blocked her path, stepping closer. "You're a lot hotter than she is." He put his hand on her hip. "What are you doing later?" Billy quickly sized him up. She was 5'7", even taller with her boots on, and this douchebag was maybe 6 feet. She narrowed her eyes and lifted her chin, catching movement in her peripheral vision as she said, "Not you." She shoved his hand away as Dare closed the distance between them, looking like a bull ready to charge. She got right in Mr. Slick's face, her voice deathly calm. "Touch me or any other woman in here without her permission, and you'll be lucky if you can crawl out the door tonight." "Come on, baby, you know you want me." Slick ran his hand down her arm. "Really, dude?" She sighed as if bored, and in the next second she grabbed his hand and twisted his arm inward while bending his hand back. He doubled over in pain. "Jesus, fuck!" His knees buckled and he sank toward the floor. Every dark night in the place was on their feet, and Dare was at the head of the pack as Billy glared down at the kneeling jerk with a smile. "Aikido, it does a body good." She seethed. "Now get your sorry ass out of my bar, you hear me?"
"Get the fuck."
She bent his wrist further and he cried out. "Yes, ma'am, I'm leaving right now," she said calmly. "Let me hear it before I break your wrist."
"Fine," the guy gritted out and she wrenched his arm higher. "Yes, ma'am, I'll leave."
She let go of his hand and blew past him, glowering at Dare as several dark knights followed the guy toward the door. Dare fell into step beside her.
"You okay?"
She scoffed. He knew better than anyone that she could take care of herself, and if she ran into trouble, Bobby knew how to use the shotgun they kept behind the bar. "Fucking fantastic. You can go back to the girls who get off on being saved." She strode behind the bar and put the tray away. Bobby sidled up to her with a teasing smirk. "You'll never get a man if you keep hurting them." Billy gave her younger, fair-haired sister and roommate a deadpan look. Bobby laughed and went to deliver drinks to a table. Billy turned back to the bar as cheers rang out by the mechanical bull. She looked across